Psalm 39. It's in the Old Testament. Psalm is like in the middle and then a little bit to the left. You've gone to Proverbs. You've gone a little bit too far. Psalm 39. It's on page 892. Just seeing if y'all listened. It's on different pages for different folks. Psalm 39. Turn to your neighbor and say 39. And turn to your other neighbor and say, thank you so much for not talking during the sermon. If you've gotten there, say amen.
Amen.
If you haven't gotten there, say oh my.
Oh my.
Divine direction or divine discipline. Have you ever been disciplined by the Lord? Turn to your neighbor and say, you got to get this sermon. God loves us through Christ, His Son. But He's going to be like a father wanting the best for us. And when we stray off the beaten path, we're going to get chastened by God. But if you're a Christian, you like it, even though it doesn't feel real good. You're not something you're looking for. Oh yeah, I'm looking for God's discipline today. You know what I'm saying? I just hope God gets me disciplined today. No, you don't go looking for it because it'll happen. Because God's discipline is perfect. Turn to your neighbor and say, God's discipline is perfect. It ain't imperfect like my dad used to discipline me. Are you feeling me? Old school, man. You know. Old school, 15 years old, not having a clue about life, but my dad, he let me know that he had a clue about some stuff. But that's imperfect discipline. God loves His children. If you're in the Lord, you love His Son, you have repented, you put your faith in Christ, you are a child of God. A child of the living God. God who created the earth and knew you before you were a baby, before you were in your mother's womb. That's the God we're talking about, the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So turn to your neighbor and say, are you a Christian? So yeah, we don't go looking for discipline, but the psalmist was having some issues in his life. And life is not just a cakewalk all the time, is it? And so when we do wrong, we get off the path, and we're not doing what we know to do right, God is going to intervene so we can get back on the right track, so we can end up being live a fruitful life, and a life that's fruitful and prosperous. And sometimes, and most times, we need help with that. Doesn't mean He doesn't love us. It means He loves us. I said I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. Oh, what was he? He wanted to say some stuff, didn't he? He wanted to say some stuff with his tongue. Turn to your neighbor and say, a tongue is a terrible weapon.
It is sharp, boy.
How many of you said so many things that you shouldn't have said? Oh, I'm the only one. Okay. So he needs some help with this, that I may not sin with my tongue. He doesn't want to start complaining in front of the people that don't know God, because it'd be a bad testimony for him. And he's saying, you know, I've got a lot of problems and I feel a lot of different despair and really desperation, but I don't need to be talking about it unnecessarily in front of people that don't know God. It's a bad testimony. Do it in the private. When you lament to God, when you have this burden on your soul, lament to God in private. Don't lament to God in public. And he's having an issue with that because he's got a lot of issues in his life. Turn to your neighbor and say, I got a lot of issues. And he look how much help he needs. I will guard my mouth as a muzzle, like a muzzle on a animal. While the wicked are in my presence, he's going like, Lord, help me, Lord. I don't want to be saying what I feel like saying. How many of you have been hurt by words before? Words are the worst. Cut me with a knife, but don't cut me with your words. So he's dealing with that, and so should we have to deal with it. So we're not alone in this situation. We've all been there. And the Psalm of David, he's given this to us for our encouragement. He says, while the wicked are in my presence, I was mute and silent. I'm doing the right thing. I ain't saying what I want to be saying. I'm gonna be silent and let God work it out. Turn to your neighbor and say, let God work it out. So he's doing the right thing, y'all. Turn to your neighbor and say, if you're doing the right thing, keep on doing the right thing. I was mute and silent. I refrained even from good. And my sorrow grew what? It worse. And how many of you have been in sorrow and despair in your life, and you're doing the right thing, and it still just grew worse? Sometimes it's hard because we're going like, God, I'm doing the right thing. Why is it getting worse for me? I'm doing what you say. I'm obeying what I read, and I'm living my life out in prayer and doing the best I can, but sometimes it seems to be going worse. Turn to your neighbor and say, do not lose hope. It's always good to do the right thing. But his sorrow was growing worse. My heart was hot within me. He was having a tough time. Have you ever been there? While I was using the fire burn, while he was in that situation, it just kept getting worse. And he just wanted to speak out. He had so much he wanted God to help him with. God, I don't want to be speaking out of line. I don't want to be speaking against you. I don't feel good. I don't feel I'm in the right place. I want to be saying stuff, but let me be silent because I know you're going to speak for me when the time comes.
All right. Amen.
And just because you're going through a tough time doesn't mean God doesn't love you or he has abandoned you. Sometimes we need to go through the wilderness experience and be uncomfortable and be down and out for us to get closer to God. And when he's satisfied with the relationship and you're doing right, he can set you free. Man. I can start preaching. While I was musing, the fire burned. Okay, then I spoke my tongue. Okay. He held out as long as he could. He started speaking out. What was he speaking out? And listen, what was he doing? Well, he's going through trouble. He doesn't want to be saying stuff he doesn't need to be saying. His enemies are around him. He doesn't want to be a bad testimony. He's having difficulties. But what is his attitude? You know what? Christians have problems all the time. But the issue is, where is your attitude with Almighty God in the trials and in the fire? People just say, you know what, I'm just going to go back to the way it was because I ain't getting what I got signed up for. And so sometimes they just backslide. You know why people backslide? Because they had to slip forward to start with. They hadn't gotten around to it, for real. They came up to the altar with everybody else and said some prayer that somebody had to recite to them, and they didn't say it from the heart, and they went away and things didn't change, and they wonder why, because it wasn't real.
Okay.
It's got to be real. You got to be regenerated by God the Holy Spirit for you to be born again. So if things had just stayed the same when you signed a card or walked the aisle or got baptized and it just stayed the same, you were not regenerated. You were not born again. So when is the day to get born again? Today is the day of salvation. Lord, make me know my end. Oh, my goodness. My life is just kind of, it's like a blink of an eye to God. Turn to your neighbor and blink an eye. Look at him just blinking up. Oh, there it is. There's your life. There's your life. 1,000 years is a day to God. If you live 70 years on this earth, that's about it to God. That blink, that's your life to God in God's timing. Woo! It's almost there. I'm 53 years old. I remember when I was 25. I'm past middle age now. I'm on the other side of seeing God. Real quick, too. It'll be around the corner before I know it. And what is he going to say to me? Well done, you good and faithful servant. Or depart from me, you worker of lawlessness. You're going to hear two things. And people that think they're going to get in by just being a good person, they're going to say, oh, well, we confess your name, Lord. Depart from me, you worker of lawlessness. Do you practice lawlessness? You know, when you want to get good at something, you practice it.
Amen.
Christians sin all the time. But hopefully you're not practicing it. I'm not very good at golf. I really like to play. I like to swing the club. In order for me to be respectful on the golf course without chasing the ball around and being, you know, oh, we're going this woods and that woods, I got to go to the driving range and practice. If I want to get better at golf, I've got to practice. You're going to see me on the driving range because I want to get better at it. Some people practicing sin, they want to get better at it and do more of it. If you're practicing sin, how can you be a Christian?
Amen.
But when you sin, you're humble about it, you're repentant about it, you know that you've fallen short, you have a biblical view of sin. And he did too. He was having trouble. And having trouble is not a sin. Being in despair is not a sin. Having trouble is not a sin in life. We all have troubles. And what is the extent of my days? It's just a blink of an eye. I'm going to be before God shortly. Our life is just a vapor. How many of you cook? You know, you cook on stove, you boil water, and you start cooking. That steam, you boil a pot of water, and that steam that comes up for a flash second and goes away, that's your life and God's timing. What are you doing with it? Well, I ain't got enough. Well, you got a lot to do. You know, your relationship with God is your ministry right now. Your relationship with Jesus Christ and God, His Father, is your ministry right now. If you don't have anything else to do, that's the first thing, is get your relationship with God intact, where it needs to be. Do it through the Word, and do it humbly through the Word and through prayer. That could be a full-time job. Sure it is. And sometimes we just miss all that and do other stuff. And then we forget about our own personal relationship with God. Let me know how transient I am. It's just, whoop, I'm a pilgrim. I just got whoop, put on this arm. Whoop, I'm passing through real quick, and whoop, I'm going home. You won't be long. Behold, you have made my days as a handbreadth. That's like the smallest measurement in the Hebrew culture. Just itty bitty bitty bitty. Turn to your neighbor and say, your life is just itty bitty 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 bitty. And my lifetime as nothing in your sight. You're going to spend so much more time off this earth than on the earth. Turn to your neighbor and say, are you ready? Surely every man walks about as a phantom. Again, he's just saying that's where our life is in God's timing. Surely they make an uproar for nothing. You know, the things that are important, make them important. The things that are not so important right now in your life, just put them to the side.
That's right.
Let thing be the big thing? If you're like me, sometimes you get all kind of worried and caught up in some small details that don't really matter a lot when you think about it. Get the big things out. What's important in your life? God, your relationship with Him. He amasses riches and does not know He will gather them. There's a lot of people that are storing up all their treasures on earth. Guess what? And if you're a Christian, you're going to get rewarded. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm going to walk on streets of gold. And now, Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in You. See, He's coming around. He's coming around. He's having trouble. He withheld His tongue. He had to speak out to God eventually. But He says, now what, Lord? My life is just passing through me, through this world. And now, Lord, what do I do? What do I wait for? And then He says in verse 7, my hope is in You, Lord. I mean, where are you going to go, y'all? I mean, when your friends turn their back on you, and your family turns their back on you, and the government turns their back on you, and everybody you know and everybody you see has turned their back on you, where are you going to go? You know, Jesus asked Peter before he went to the cross. All the disciples were having a hard time. They split. They couldn't handle it. It was just too much. They all just scattered. Jesus says, Peter, are you going to go too? And I like what Peter said. He says, where shall I go, Lord? Where are you going to go that's better than to the throne of grace? When you need peace, where do you go? To the throne of grace. You go to God directly. Through His Son, ask God what you will and let it be done. My hope is in You. Deliver me from all my transgressions. See how humble He is? I mean, when's the last time you asked God to forgive you of your sins? Somebody said, well, I ain't sinned that much. Oh, you haven't. Oh, I haven't sinned that much since about Friday. He said, deliver me from all my transgressions. We should be humbly coming before God all the time, asking God to forgive us, and He does that through His Son who knew no sin.
Amen.
How many of you think you've sinned 100 times in your life? Say amen.
Amen.
How many of you think you've sinned, say, 500 times? Raise your hand. Got 500 right here, sins right here. Do I got 1,000 sins in the congregation? 1,000 sins back here in the back row. I got 1,500 sins. I have 1,500 sins. Got 1,500 sins right here. Do I have 2,000 sins right there? Do I have a time record on the 5,000? We got a 5,000. We got a 5,000. Yeah, y'all need to be dismissed right now to be excused. Y'all need to do with this. That's a lot of sins. I can't believe you admitted it to a guy. But I know you got forgiven of them. But a lot of sins. Woo! I didn't know it was going to be that many. You know? But He's asking for forgiveness of His sins. That's all we can do as Christians. God doesn't want anyone to perish, but all come to repentance. If you haven't repented, when is the day? Today. When's the day to get saved? Today. If you're being convicted by God, the Holy Spirit, He's telling you it's time to be saved. A man can't tell you that. He can only present it to you. Some person told me, he said, God is love. He's not going to send anybody to hell and pay for their sins. I said, hold on now. Hold on for a second. You're telling me that Christ, God's only begotten Son, lived in the flesh on this earth, and He lived on this earth for 33 years, yet without sin and word, thought, and deed. God punished His Son for sins that you committed, and He had an agonizing death, and He was punished, and it satisfied God's justice. And Jesus, who knew no sin, was punished for sin. And you're telling me you're going to go to heaven because you're a good person? It's going to make God angry that you didn't accept the free gift. Turn to your neighbor and say, salvation is a free gift. So yes, you will experience the wrath of God. Now, Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my sins. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I have become mute. I do not open my mouth because it is you. You have done it. Remove your plague from me because of the opposition of your hand. I am perishing. With reproofs you chasten a man for iniquity. You consume as a moth with the precious what is precious to him. Surely every man is a mere breath. Again, turn to your neighbor and go. Oh, did you do a breath mint first on that? I just thought about that. Every man is a mere breath. That's our life. Remember when you were young? Remember when you were a baby? I got baby pictures. I like looking at them. It makes me think of the graciousness of God and how He's brought me through the muck and the mire of this world. We're all blessed to be here. Put your hand on your heart for a second and just listen to it beat. Mine's beating about 2 beats a minute. So that'd be, 120 beats a minute, roughly. I think it's beating. Yeah, it's beating fast. But it'll stop one day. And when it stops, are you going to be ready? Because your life is just a breath. Stay humble before God with your transgressions and sins. Yes? Turn to your neighbor and say, I've got a lot of flaws, shortcomings, and I sin sometime. And he closes out. Verse by verse teaching, verse 12. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Give ear to my cry. Lord, I'm going to cry to you. I have problems, God, but my hope is in you. And when I cry, I know only you will hear me wherever I am. In the darkness of my closet, in the loneliness of my bedroom, in my car, in my shower, where nobody else is around. Father, you will hear my cry. You will lean in to my supplications. Do not be silent at my tears. Lord, see my tears. Feel my tears. Hear my voice when I pray to you, O God. For I am a stranger. For I am a stranger with you, a sojourner like all my fathers. Turn your gaze away from me that I may smile again. He wants to smile again. He hadn't been smiling in this psalm. He's had some problems. He's got to withhold his tongue. He's had that burning sensation in his soul. But he knows his hope is in God. He's not going to give up just because he's having a bad time. He's going to get closer to God. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't give up. Don't give out. And don't give in. Turn your gaze away from me that I may smile again before I depart and am no more. He didn't want to leave the earth with him in that situation. He didn't want to leave the earth in a despaired situation. He wanted to live on a good note with God. So let's keep it every day fresh with God. Stay humble before Him. Even if you got problems, keep those sins presented to God in Christ. Live a fruitful life in the Lord. Amen. Father, thank you for this word. We ask you to penetrate our hearts with it. If there's anyone listening to the message that has never said yes to Jesus as Savior and Lord, they've never repented of sin and put their faith in Christ. They've never been born again. Let the message, not my personality or my energy level, let the Word penetrate their hearts for salvation for the first time. And for us that already know you, we're already children of God, let the Word help us and encourage us and guide us to become more like your Son when we're having trouble with any issues of life. We know that our hope's in you no matter what.
and our life is just a vapor. So let us use our lives every day to the full extent that you want us to be used. We love you so much. We praise you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. And all of God's children said,